News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Just coming up to 7:48 here on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Kieran Cuddihy, and Michael Healy-Ray, TD from Kerry, joins me on the line. Michael, you are proposing that people who are off the road for drink driving should have an exemption for certain purposes. Can you please explain?
I can. This model has been used in other parts of the world, and I believe that we should certainly explore looking at it, seeing the merits of the proposal, and what would be the advantages and disadvantages of it. As you are well aware, and your listeners, new stricter regulations with regard to drink driving have been introduced. The penalties are now more severe. And I think that when a person is caught illegally driving while under the influence of alcohol, if they can make a case that their families are going to be detrimentally affected by the fact that they won't be able to drive to work, that if a permit-style system was introduced whereby they could use their vehicle just for going from the point of home to work and back again and absolutely nowhere else, that should be a possibility that could be looked at. If it's being used in other parts of the world and being used successfully, I believe that while we appreciate that there has to be a punishment if an offence has been committed, but why, for instance...
It waters down the punishment a little bit, doesn't it, if you can still drive to and from work?
Well, could I put it to you this way? If you have perhaps maybe a young family who rely on a parent to earn their income, and if that income perhaps would be endangered by the fact of a person not being able to go to work. Now, some people can get other methods of going to work if they're able to avail of public transport. If you take, for instance, a rural dweller who needs their vehicle to go from home to their place of work, and if all of a sudden they can't do that, not only are they being put off the road, but maybe also they're losing their job.
Yeah, there'd be people listening, Michael, who kind of think that's the type of thing they should think about before they drink and drive. Like, that's why there's the idea of the punishment is it's meant to be punitive.
Well, could I just say to you, when I'm saying it to you, I can actually hear people on their way to work this morning thinking exactly that. And they're saying, well, why in the name of God should you relax the penalty? Well, what I am saying to you, I'm not trying to say this is perfect. What I'm saying is, the Vintners Association, I had meetings with them. They made the proposal. I went to government and made the proposal to government. Government are now looking at it quite simply because of the fact it has been used and used effectively in other countries.
Where is it used?
It is happening at present in New Zealand and in other parts of the world. And I have been hearing reports that it is working quite successfully. And again, I'm very conscious of the fact that people will be saying, oh, sure, look, this is nonsense, because if people got a permit, then they would be able to say, oh, well, look, I'm driving on my permit.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to ask you. The policing of this is difficult. It's fine if someone has if everyone had a 9-to-5 office job, that would be grand. But you and I know that's not the case. And people are on the road for work at every hour, morning, noon and night.
Yes, and there's people whose work takes them on different routes where they wouldn't be going the same route.
Yeah.
And that's why, if you were looked at what my initial statement was, I said that the proposal should be looked at. I didn't say it's perfect. I didn't say that I'm 100% convinced that it would work here. All I'm saying is, it's a proposal. I believe it deserves to be looked at. Government have agreed and said, yes, they are going to look at it. And because, you see, it all comes back to, and I don't want to be going back into this whole argument about the urban-rural divide, but the legislation that this government and the people who supported them brought in, it has been very detrimental to rural dwellers, and it has really, rural Ireland is shutting down. The pub trade is gone off the edge of a cliff.
It's hardly shutting down because people aren't allowed to drink drive anymore, is it?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. If you were in rural Ireland and seeing the way the different combinations of the different factors over the last number of years have adversely affected the pub trade, it is true to say that people are not going out and socialising in the way they did before in rural Ireland.
Now, but to tie this into that, the implication is that you're suggesting, look, people might now go back out and have a couple of pints because they know, Asher, I'll still be able to drive to work. You know, by linking the two things together, that's the point you're making.
No, it's absolutely not. The point I'm making is I'm just alluding to the fact that rural Ireland has changed an awful lot. The pub trade has gone down an awful lot. The social interaction that people had before does not seem to be there anymore. There are a number of different contributing factors. Why I'm bringing that into this whole discussion is just highlighting a fact. There's nothing wrong with highlighting a fact. The suggestion that I'm making about this permit style has nothing whatsoever to do with that.
Okay.
I'm just talking about what is happening in rural Ireland. And I am not for 1 minute coming on your programme and saying, this is a perfect plan. I know that this is going to work. I know that this is a brilliant idea. I'm not for 1 minute saying that. All I'm saying is that, like every proposal, like every item that's brought up for discussion, I believe it should be looked at, it should be discussed, and see where it goes from there. And maybe it will come to nothing.
All right.
Maybe that it would be impossible to police.
Well, look, if you're listening to this, let us know your views. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. As always, you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Michael, thanks as always for speaking to us.